I went in to do the interview at Sports Radio 950 KJR in Seattle with the executive producer for an internship job in the programming department. And the quote that I used to him is that, "I want to be Tom Brady and I want you to be Bill Belichick." And I started telling him my idea about having a podcast and all this kind of stuff. And he stopped me in my tracks and he said, "Any Joe Schmo out there can have a podcast. Everybody's got a podcast." And so that kind of crushed the dream right then and there. One of my good friends, Pete, sent me a text message a couple of weeks ago and he goes, "You need to have a podcast." And I thought, man, this is a hell of an opportunity to reach people. You know, I do video content for Eddie Knows Fitness right now on a variety of topics, from working out to hydration to different elements of living to upregulate your life. You know, I talk about a ton of different things on there. But sometimes if you're on the road or if you just want to listen to something, it's tough to really have that kind of a medium. And I want it as many ways possible that I can reach people. And so I thought that this would be a great way to do that. I started talking to some people with some pretty interesting stories. Athletes, people that train little kids to get more fit, former Marines, you know, people that that are, you know, their parents and they're trying to live healthy lifestyles in this crazy world of ours. And sometimes it's just really tough, but they've all got these really amazing stories to share with the world. And so that's going to be part of what this podcast is going to be about, is talking to some of these people, learning some of their stories, and really just getting a taste of a lot of what's out there. You know, some background on me, if you don't know, is that back in 2002, I weighed 235 or so pounds. And, you know, for me, it was just really tough. I felt like I just couldn't keep up with my friends. And, you know, we would do like trampoline wrestling. Like I'm a big wrestling nerd, pro wrestling nerd. And we would have these like trampoline matches and I would just get winded like so fast. And I played baseball as a kid and I swam as a kid and things like that. And then I remember I got injured when I was 14 or 15, playing baseball. And my passion for it kind of fell away because of that. You know, I wanted to pitch and my shoulder was killing me and I just didn't, I just sort of lost the love that I had for it. And I became more and more inactive and it fell apart at that point. And so I had about a year where a buddy of mine, I remember he worked at Jack in the Box, and we go there every day after school, and because the food was free, because I was broke, I would always get the number two. I think it was the number two meal. It was like my perception is that because it was chicken, it was healthy. And again, this just goes to show the misconceptions of health food and what people think is healthy and what they don't. So it was a chicken sandwich. Of course, it was fried. And why not make it make everything an extra large? So I also have the soda that's thrown on top of that. So, you know, I put on, I would say, gosh, like close to 50 pounds just in that 1 year. It's probably less than 1 year. And my family and I took this trip to the Midwest. And again, I had like a cheeseburger every single day. And then we got back and I remember I took off my shirt and I looked in the mirror and I was just like, this is bullshit. Why do I look like this? And I couldn't get a date. I didn't have a girlfriend. I couldn't get a girlfriend. Because unfortunately, you know, when you're in high school, a lot of times like, people give you the time of day because of how you look. It's certainly a lot of judging a book by its cover. You'll find people where it's not necessarily like that, but ultimately to get that initial buy-in, you sort of have to have a certain look. And so I remember we got back from this trip and I got out of the car. It was July 22nd, 2002. I rode my bicycle down to the rec center. I worked with, I think his name was Jeff Anderson. He was like the trainer, like he was like supervising the rec center. And I went 7 days a week, 2 hours a day, and got on a crash diet basically, just trying to lose weight as fast as I could. Burned out pretty quick. Couple months later, I was absolutely fried. You know, 7 days a week, there's no sustainability in doing workouts that are that long or that intense, especially if you don't have a history of working out in any way. And then crash dieting is a whole nother topic, and a topic that we're for sure going to get to at some kind of a future show, you know, eating disorders and things like that. But, you know, all these things that you roll them into a ball, and then I just didn't want to do anything. And so a couple months later, I lost weight pretty quickly. I probably lost 30 or 40 pounds within probably 3 months. And I stopped working out and I watched my nutrition pretty close at that time too. And, you know, give it a couple of months, let my body sort of reset itself. You know, I'm fortunate where I was a teenager and so my metabolism it was fast moving and fast burning. And even if I was crushing it with these, you know, stupid crash diets, it wasn't very hard to recover from that. And so once I got back on the wagon, you know, I never looked back. And so fitness has become such a huge part of my life. I ended up losing about 100 pounds over a 9-month span. You know, since then I've dabbled in competitive weightlifting and done CrossFit, and I've met amazing people that are very competitive in the sport of CrossFit. Very competitive in bodybuilding. So I've really seen it all, and I've done different types of diet methodologies, ketogenic diets, paleolithic diets, low carb diets, high fat diets, high carb diets. There's so many different things. You know, I've run untrained half marathons. I've done the Tough Mudder. I've competed in weightlifting competitions. I've done all day CrossFit competitions. So it really depends on who you are. And Eddie Knows Fitness as a brand, a lot of what I do is create sustainable fitness plans that people that are on the go, or they're busy parents or busy professionals, can really absorb and get some great results from. But I also do one-on-one nutrition coaching. I did it for several years for performance athletes, weightlifters, powerlifters, CrossFitters, bodybuilders. And now I want to bring that genre to a little bit more specific. A lot of times I remember working with some clients, and this wasn't every client, but you know, they kind of just want to know what's the height, what's the weight, what's my activity level. And then from there, you can tell them how many calories they need to eat in a day to lose or to gain weight, or whatever the goal is. The challenge with that is that everybody's metabolism is in a different place. And so it takes several weeks to really get a good idea, A, of where the metabolism is. But then in order to teach really like the neuroscience piece of it, and how the body can really, like, where is your metabolism regulated at? Because for some people, even if you go to the doctor and they tell you what your BMI is and how many calories you should eat, that may not represent your body at all. You have to take into account stress levels and what's your work like and what's your activity level like, and, you know, do you take walks every day, and all these different things that go into it. So I take into account my intake form with my clients, so many different factors that play into them specifically. And you know, again, all of this is about specificity. So that's what my brand is, and really what it is that I'm about. I want to help as many people as possible, change as many lives as possible. And again, with this podcast, bring you something that will give you some pretty cool stories around the whole topic. So that's what I got for today. This is more or less the pilot, kind of give you an idea of what the show is going to be about. And we'll have an interview coming up very quickly. So once a week is when this podcast is going to drop. You'll be able to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Eddie Knows Fitness in the Apple Podcast Store. You'll be able to get it on my website, eddieknowsfitness.com. You can find me on YouTube as well, and then on Facebook, just search Eddie Knows Fitness. So shoot me over a message if you've got some questions, maybe about the service or what it is that I offer, or really anything about the show. I'd love to hear from you. Subscribe on iTunes. I'll talk to you later.